Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new Masechta, Masechtas Yuma. We begin with the first parak, Perek Shevas Yamim. Begin Yuma Daf Beis. The Taisus Derem Asla Taisus begins with the words of the Mishnah, Shevas Yamim Kadmi Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippurim, they would be Mafresh to Kohen Gadol. So it's interestingly, says Yesh Mekaymes Sheshoyin HaMinim Bereshit. There are places where the Mishnah tells us the number first. Come on, Bekan, like over here, it says the number of days before mentions the entity that of Yom Kippurim. Uba Baba Kama, we have in the beginning of the Baba Kama, Arba Obis Nezikin, there are four primary categories of damages, says the number first. Uba Perikama Rosh Hashanah, also the opening of the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Dal Rosh Hashanah, there are four beginnings of years. Now, the Ikaduch, this says there are places, the Tonim Minyan, that says the number at the end. Like we find, Lifnei Idehin, Shalev Vikachavim, before the holidays of the idol worshippers, Gimel Yam, a period of 3 days, which is Bereish Perikama Dim Masechta Zabagidzikalum, which is the opening Mishnah Masechta Zabagidzikalum. We also have a parakam of the Kedushin, the opening Masechta Kedushin, Ha'ishin Niknes Begimel Drachim, a woman is accorded in 3 ways, mentions the entity before the number. So too, Vishoyel Medoshim, Hilchas, and the Gir says, HaPesach, Lefnei HaPesach, Shoshim Yayim, and Pesachim Davav, Menalav, says that we ask and we expound regarding the Lachas of Pesach before Pesach, 30 days, where here it mentions again the entity before the number, and so Tais points out that contrast that sometimes it says the number first and sometimes it says it at the end. Next is the Masechta begins the words of the Mishnah. The sages, they say, wait a second. If that's the case, that you're saying that we have to prepare a separate wife for him in case his wife is going to die of the Kohen Gadol, then there's no end to it, because as Taisa explains, if you're concerned for the death of one, meaning of this one wife, you should be concerned for the death of two or three, and it's not enough just to prepare one wife. Now Taisa is bothered. He says, although in the fourth, in the Masechta Yevamos, Perek Dal Arachin, that of four brothers, of Chavav and Mebeis, Mashmah sounds like Listamasti Nahasam regarding the anonymous Mishnah over there, which is the Rabbanan, which is the unspecified Tanoic opinion. It says over there, it seems to be inferred, the death of one person we are concerned for, and Latre Loichashin, actually, two people we're not concerned for. What the mission there is discussing regarding, as the title of the parakel, but there's four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, and the ones who are married to the sisters die. Now, they die without any children, and their wives, these two sisters, fall for Yibam in front of the two remaining brothers. Now, Locha is, says the Mishnah, that the brothers have to do chalitza, not Yibam. The reason for this is because we're concerned that maybe after one of the brothers does Yibam to one of the sisters, the remaining brother is going to pass away. Now, the one who did Yibam, he's the only remaining brother, he cannot do Yibam and neither chalitza to the other brother's widow, because now she's an Arab on him, because it's Achayis Ishta, he married the other sister, and it's his wife, which comes out that this woman, he cannot do any element of the mitzvah Yibam at all. So therefore we say initially that each one should do chalitza to one woman. Therefore, even though the other brother dies, the one who did the chalitza could do chalitza to the other sister, because it's at most what's called achleitz chalutzasai, it's the sister of the woman he did chalitza to, which you could do chalitza to. That's what the Mishnah says over there. Now, where taste is coming from is from an inference. Now, seemingly, why couldn't the Mishnah have spoken about not Perek Dalet Achen, but Chamisha Achen, five brothers? We had two of them married to two sisters, and the one who married the sisters died, and you should say that Locha, even there, with these three remaining brothers, that they have to do Chalitza, not Yibam. The reason for that is because maybe after one of them did Yibam to one of the sisters, the two remaining brothers would die, and he's the only one, and he's not going to be able to even do Chalitza to the sister, because of Achay Sishtai. From the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention five brothers, only mentions four brothers, that's what Taisa is proving, that obviously they were only concerned for one of the brothers to die, and not when there's five brothers, which would have to be concerned for two brothers dying. Oh, so you see, we're only concerned for the death of one, not for two. V'stamas nin d'hachasirilev, yet our anonymous Rabbanan in our Mishnah, they hold d'chashin l'chado, that they tell Rabbi Yehuda, huh, if you're concerned for the death of one, nechash number two, we have to be concerned for even many. So that seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of the Rabbanan. Well, that's just tasty. So much you could say is like this. This is what our Mishnah is saying over here. The Rabbanan telling Rabbi Yehuda, although that, yes, we are concerned for that. We would agree to you. It's not like we're never concerned for death. We are concerned for the death of one individual for a lengthy period of time. Which is what we just brought from that Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos over there, where there's a true concern that maybe in that amount of time, if we wait until Yibam is done for the second brother, maybe that brother's going to die. So therefore, we say, if the one did Yibam, the other brother might die. And then we say, no brother should be doing Yibam. They should at most be doing Chalitza. So we agree to you, of course, there's a Chashash Misa. But to be concerned for death for such a small amount of time, like over here, where we're concerned that she's specifically going to die on Yom Kippurim, that we don't have to be concerned for. What are you going to say? No, because of the great benefit of the atonement of Yom Kippurim, which is such an important event, we have to make sure all our bases are covered. So you're concerned even though it's just a small amount of time. Him came. That's what they tell Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, and that's why you're concerned for death, then nechash avol atarta matlas. Then you're concerned even for two or three women dying, because what they're saying is you're right. We're concerned for misas mamru, but for zman mu'ud, we're not concerned. And that's what they mean to say, that if you're concerned for zman mu'ud, then there should even be two, three. You're right. In their own opinion, zman mu'ud, but we're only concerned for one, not more than that. But in zman mu'ud, we're not concerned. And if you are concerned, then it should be even two or three. You know, I mean, another approach to this is a different answer. Hasam over there, that the sages are not concerned for the death of two brothers, is because that whole concern of one of the brothers dying is a chashash ba'amu. It's really just a concern. Mishum bitl mitzvah yavmin, because just that you're going to be nullifying the ability of fulfilling the mitzvah of yibum. But v'leki suru kol hayi, there's no real prohibition. Okay, so she's a nervous, so she's a chayis ishta. Okay, so there's no mitzvah yibum chalitza. So therefore, we're not going to be concerned for more than that of one brother. Aval hacha, but over here, b'shum de kapar is kol yisrael t'lo yibes. You're right, the atonement of all the Jewish people's sins are riding on this kain gadol, on this great day, which our home is about. Nechash avel atarat avet las. Yeah, we should be concerned. Yeah, and they're legitimately saying, they're not like being sarcastic, you should be concerned for then two or three women dying. But for this mamoid, and even for this small amount of time. And that's what it means to say. The truth is, then there's not going to be any end to this. And hilkach lekel mevet takant lechashas. There, it doesn't make sense to even make an institution for this concern, because if we're going to be doing something for it, we'll never end. So therefore, we don't do it at all. And therefore, they say you don't prepare wise. Now, Matthias says, he says, v'chiparach b'gemara. The Gemara later on David Gimel Menalf asks, and it says, wait a second, the Gemara wants to know this discrepancy. Maishna, what's the difference that got be toma regarding the kain becoming tome, carry some other toma? The shchiach tfei misa, which that's obviously more common than death, someone having a seminal emission. Because I'm the Gemara, like the Gemara says, sagi l'sakin l'kayin achatachtav, yet you're telling me that it, according to the Rabbanan, it's sufficient to okay, just prepare another kayin in his place, and what? And we're not concerned for that replacement kayin also having a seminal emission to prepare two or three kahanim. And yet, v'hocho, over here says the Gemara, by the concern that maybe the wife's going to die, chashin l'tarte betlas, there somehow we're concerned for two or three women dying? That's the Gemara's question. Say, why does Rabban say, oh, if you're concerned for the wife, we're going to be concerned two or three. By Tumah, how come you don't have that complaint? So says Tyson, the truth is, have a matzli shnu yiki hagabna. The Gemara could have answered on that question, how we're explaining over here. That hahi chashash ba'almahi. That regarding the kayin becoming tame is really only a slight concern. And the truth is, v'lohei tzarech la'afashacha. The truth is, we didn't even have to separate another kayin to be ready, because in the moment, we quickly would be able to find someone who'd be fit to take the place and become the new kohen gadol. Elamal Balma is just like an elevated status that they made, that oh, they prepared someone, but you don't really have to. Hilkach tzage b'chad. That's why it's sufficient to prepare one person. But regarding the death of the wife, which the whole Torah and the Jewish people are depending on this, we have to be concerned that maybe we're not going to be able to find the appropriate wife. So therefore, that's why we said that, oh, it is a legitimate concern for two or three. So why did the Gemara answer this? Because anyways, the Gemara gave a good answer to that question. But you're right, it would have been another appropriate answer for that question, which is, again, based on the approach of the second answer of Tesis regarding the discrepancy of the Mishnah in Yevamos and our Mishnah over here. We do the next test, the master begins with the Gemara, Lahitzi Meliban Shal Tzedukim. It was coming to exclude from the opinions of the Sadducees, which they said it has to be someone who had a hair of Shemesh, and no, it can even be Tvul Yem, so they specifically did it with Tvul Yem. Now, Tesis clarifies, says, La Batuma Dei Raisa Metamali. It's not like they made this Kayin Tumah with a biblical Tumah, because the Lev Mezazel Bakula Hadi would not have been so disgraceful regarding the laws of the Tahara Paraduma, because actually it says Adrab to the contrary. I mean, Paragain Deshim, the Gemara says in Chagigah Dav Yitchazim Beis, that actually Big Day Oichle Kodesh, the ones who, the garments of people who eat Kachum, which obviously a very high level of Tahara, is Medris Lachatas, is actually considered as a Tumma of Medris, which is like as if a Zav sat on their garments, for someone who has the job of spraying the ashes for the Paraduma. So obviously, if we're so stringent, most definitely, we would not have been so disgraceful of creating a biblical tumah for the kain who's about to do that avodah with the paraduma. The Rebbe says Taisis could not be paragimel the Masechta's par. Rather, it's like the Mishnah says in par on the third parak on the eighth Mishnah. What they did was samchri demar reisha. The other kahana would lean their hands on his head of this kind, but only they would tell him ishi kohen gadol, my man, the high priest, red tvulachas go down and the mercies of one time. Meaning. The machmash and the because they touched him, chajivin like ketame, tumid rabban, they considered him like rabbinically tame, because the achan hakahanim, his fellow kahanim, chashivi ketameim, like the day, they're so to speak like tame in regards to him, because the big day, medjus lachatas, their garments, although they eat kachim, is like medjus, like a tame person's garments for those who do the paraduma, like we explained, from that Mishnah that we just quoted before, and actually it says it's not like they made him a biblical tumah, but they made him a rabbinic tumah because they definitely would not have been mezalza so much. Tanakh says the master begins words of the Gemara. Shekol maaseh b'klei avan v'chulu. Why do we call it lishkes beis avan? Because all the activities of the paradigma were done with stoneware, etc. Those kelim which are not makabel tumah. But Tosfos clarifies, says dafka be'elu zayin yom shel sreifas apar. It's specifically only the 7 days when they would do the burning of the paradigma. But actually when they did the sanctification part, which when they would put the water and the ashes of the paraduma in the vessel, that hatnan beperikedim seftas para, actually we learned in the fifth perikedim seftas para, that b'chala kelim akachim, that actually that sanctification would be done with all types of vessels, v'afil b'klei glal mechula, and even with dungware, meaning, v'adrava, says to the contrary. Hasam ashma, there it sounds, the tvei pshitalai, that is more understood, the b'shar kelim akachim b'klei glal, that actually but with regular vessels, would actually more acceptable, than from that of dungware. I mean, they're all good after the fact, but like we have to say v'afilu b'klei glal. And the reason for that is because b'klei glal b'klei avanim itzur klei lashminim. That's actually a chiddush to say that you could use it for the kiddush, to use dungware and stoneware, because the avgav d'lav kelim mikulin tumah, although they're not quote unquote called vessels regarding the laws of tumah, doesn't have the laws of Kabbalah's tumah as kelim normally does. That's the chiddush b'kamakom him kelim in kiddush. However, they still have the laws of vessels regarding the laws of sanctification, because of a kriin b'hen, so then you can fulfill what the pasuk says regarding them. Mayim chayim el keli. You have to have spring water into the vessel. It has to be in a kli, and that's the chiddush that klei avan and klei glam are considered quote unquote a kli, at least in regards to the laws of kiddush, even though not considered kli regarding the laws of tumah. Tinek says the master begins with the gemara. Maishna tzefayin mizracha. Why was it that this lishkas based upon had to be on the northeast? And the gemara explained. But why it was there, because it had to have the northern element of the Chatas, and it had to have the eastern element of the Har Mishcha, which is where the Paradim was done. Now, but Tais says, but then, if you're going to say, Tais is bothered with a question. Why didn't they also put the other one that we're discussing here on this Amid, the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, to the same chamber that's on the surface of the base of Mikdash, on the Temple Mount? Why do they need two different chambers? Like we said, Lishka's Parhedron. Says to you, what you could say is like this: could the lishkas para, the chamber that was for the paraduma, you call the lishkas base heaven? Like we said, it was called the chamber of the house of stone. Why did they call it this? Ki hecha didn't have a care that it should have a recognition. That all its activity had to be specifically, like we said, with stoneware. Now the yevam mifreshi namelahi lishka kungel of nemigruna. If this chamber was used, if this residence was used for another purpose, that of the kungel of the 7 days before Yom Kippurim. Then again, it would lose the point of recognition because you see, not everyone who uses this is what's clear upon them. It would lose that status and it would lose the whole purpose of what we do to give them that recognition, and therefore it had to be distinctly, exclusively for the Kohen who does the Paraduma. Another approach you could say is Mishum the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, Prishasai, when he separated 7 days before, it's Likadusha. It's for sanctity purposes. All his services are done in the Heichel and in the Kachya Kadoshim. So in Mefreshim, I said Lishkas Parhedron. That's why he had to be separated and quarantined in the Lishkas Parhedron. Shebenuyu Hakodesh, which that's built in the holy part of the Hazar, because his whole point is for Kedusha. Of a parsha nasis mechutz b'har Mishkan. In contrast, the paradum which was done actually out of the Hazar, on actually not even Har Bais but on Har Mishkan on Mount Olives, Prishasi Lishkas Shapnei Abira. His separation was to a chamber that's on the entryway to the Temple Mount, which was Shechutz Lazar, which is out of the Zohar, and maybe that wouldn't qualify for the Kohen Gadol that was before Yom Kippur. To the next test, the Master begins with the Gemara, Ela'ima, but I could tell you maybe Kule Krobi Yom Kippurim Ksiv. How do you know that Lass is telling you the Maise Para and Lachap is telling you Yom Kippurim? Maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippurim. So Tais says, Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Michael Park, what's the Gemara's question? The Kule Krobi Yom Kippurim Ksiv, if the whole Pasuk here that's saying that just like you did by the Malum, separate 7 days beforehand. It's telling you that for a few generations, and it's only talking about Yom Kippurim, that you should have read 7 days before. Same kin, lasis lamali. What do you need the word lasis for? You already know from Lachapa that's alluding to Yom Kippur. And then it says, Tesis of Yeshua, you could say it's like this. The Sagadai Dechlemach, the what was being entertained by the questioner was, no, you needed both words, Lassus and Lachapa, to refer to Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Lachas of Elachapa, had I only had the word to atone, how I mean I would have said, maybe that's part of the Kabbalah. Maybe it's referring to the atonement that's by someone who's bringing a carbon, that every carbon you have to separate 7 days before. That's why you have to say Lassus, which it's referring to specifically Las Lachapur by Yom Kippur, which mentions Aksia and Kapar. Now, Vila Kazva Lasa had only said the word Lasas, then having been I would have thought to say that Zepara, that refers to Para, which the Gemara seems to say, and that's what the Bryce is saying actually, that Lasas refers to Para. Lahachi Kazatavayu, that's what the question is saying. Oh, maybe that's why it says both. Lashmin to tell me the Dafka Yom Kippurim, that specifically Yom Kippurim, the Chsiv Tavai that says Lasas and Lachapur, Asi and Kapara by Yom Kippurim, that's where it has the halacha like the Gemiluim that you have to read separate 7 days before. That was what the Gemara was asking in its question.